Australians are losing the battle against antibiotic resistance. That's the warning from a national government agency monitoring healthcare. It's released the most comprehensive national look at antibiotic resistance to date, which finds that while antibiotic use is falling, it's not enough to prevent diseases becoming drug resistant. Isabel Rowe reports.
The Australian Commission on Safety and Quality in Healthcare monitors how resistant we're becoming to the medicines designed to protect us. Dr. Catherine Davison is its clinical director.
Antimicrobial resistance is progressing, so although we are getting decreases, it doesn't mean we can rest on our laurels.
Antibiotics don't work on viruses, but Dr. Davison says some doctors are still recommending antibiotics in those cases.
We're still seeing a lot of prescribing in conditions where antibiotics are not generally deemed to be effective. So the most common one is conditions that are commonly caused by viruses. So we call them ERTIs, or upper respiratory tract infections. And given the frequency of that, so everyone gets an upper respiratory tract infection, that's really somewhere that we need to continue to focus on.
And that's part of the problem. Dr. Davison says so-called superbugs such as CPE, which causes urinary tract infections, are on the rise because of antibiotic overuse.
That is really resistant to nearly every antibiotic we have available to us at the moment. And we're seeing that commonly increasing now in hospitals. And so that's really concerning that the next wave of resistance is here and that we're losing the battle against antibiotic resistance in our society.
The Commission on Safety and Quality in Healthcare has been targeting GPs with an education campaign. The Australian Medical Association's Tony Bartone has welcomed a slight drop in prescriptions, but admits doctors are still recommending antibiotics in situations where they won't work.
Sometimes there might be a number of factors that might not identify the infection as being one or the other. There's often a patient expectation or an awareness that antibiotics might be necessary, and often that needs to be overcome as well.
The aged care sector has also been highlighted as an area of concern. The Commission's report warns Staphylococcus aureus, or the golden staph infection, is the most common type of infection, particularly in aged care homes and remote communities, and it's antibiotic resistant. Dr. Bartone suggests more communication between every health practitioner treating a patient.
It's really important to have coordination amongst all the prescribers, all the doctors treating the patient in that continuum. And anything which creates a fragmentation of that care will lead, no doubt, to inappropriate levels increasing rather than decreasing.
In Queensland, pharmacists will soon be able to prescribe antibiotics for urinary tract infections as part of a trial. The Vice President of the state's Pharmacy Guild, Christopher Owens, believes you'd be less likely to get unnecessary antibiotics from a chemist.
Pharmacists are generally err on the side of caution when it comes to prescribing. We aren't likely to give it out willy-nilly. We follow the protocols to a T. The protocols that we will be using will be identical to that to what you would do when you see your GP.
While some resistance can never be reversed, the Commission says you can get some antibiotics to work again by reducing their use.
Isabel Rowe reporting.